Okay, so the Gemara and Ksuba stuff on Beis Amud Beis, as a discussion, right, as a long discussion about Malkus and Mammon, v'chulei v'chulei, right, this is part of a very long discussion, and Tos was there as a discussion about Lav Hanita Klase. So I want to just focus on the nature of Lav Hanita Klase, because it comes up a lot in Shas and Skedai to think about. So, what is Lav Hanita Klase? Ouch! Yes, Natana, what? Yes, but now what you would like to explain, Natana?
Yeah, I should let you answer
that. Go ahead, Natana.
It's basically a love can be fixed through doing an assay. Sample stealing would be sin, according to God, and therefore ratio psychzela would be the repair part, i.e. that would be a lav hanita klase.
Good.
Conversely, ritzicha would not be a lav hanita klase.
Exactly, right? So, very good. So lav hanita klase, like you said, is a lav that severs the assay. That's correct, right? Essentially, right? Meaning it's really a lav that fixes the assay, which one Natana pointed out. Now, the paradigmatic case, at least one paradigmatic case, hold your thoughts for just 1 second, as Natana says, v'heshev is exela shir gozel. Right, you steal, and now what's the, right, what's the repair? You pay back. Now, what is the legal implication of something being a lav hanita klase? Because that's obviously the fact that you have to fix it. What's the legal implication of it?
Malchus.
What?
Malchus.
What about Malchus?
Don't get it.
You don't get it. You don't get Malchus. Right? Now, why don't you get Malchus?
Because specifically that you fix it.
So, one way of saying it, that the reason is practical. Right? Bimili Macherot, the lav is not permanent. Right? I stole. The Torah tells you you can return what you stole. So if I can undo it, so I didn't really do anything wrong. Right? I did do something wrong, but I fixed it, so I didn't get Malchus. That's one way of saying it. What's another way of formulating it? Right? One way of saying it's pragmatic. Right? You only get Malchus for a lav which you can't undo, but you can undo this one. Now, what's another way of saying it?
You can undo, you're not punished.
What?
Anything you can undo, you're not punished.
Anything you can. Say it again?
Anything you can undo, as in you can do something to repair, therefore you're not punished because you're hired to do that first.
Right, but that's self-formulation of that. A little bit sharper, right, is what?
Say Kimle.
Not Kimle, but well, let's sharpen it, meaning, right, one way is to say it's purely pragmatic. The other one is to say that a love which can be fixed is inherently less chamor of a lav, right? Since, right, it can be fixed, that means it's not a chamor, right? Because it's not absolute. Yes, Natana.
Wait, so you're saying the svara for that is simply because there's a possibility, even though the guy may never follow it?
Correct. I'm not throwing this out as a theoretical possibility. Now let's see what I just said inside, right? Okay, so now Tosos notes that in fact Natanael's definition, while paradigmatic, is not actually all-inclusive. Because it's true that one of the paradigmatic cases of Lav Hanita Klase is Vehechev Zagil Eser Gazal, but there's another one. Right? The other paradigmatic case... Oh, you had a question, Adam, before.
Oh, I was just playing.
But, okay. Now, there's another paradigmatic case, which is Sreifas Nosar. Now, what does Sreifas Nosar mean?
You don't eat the carbon.
If you don't eat a carbon, right, you're supposed to eat a carbon within a certain amount of time, right? Different carbonos, different amounts of time. If you don't, you got to burn it. Now, do you get Malchus if you leave it over?
Depends on how you...
No, you don't.
You don't?
I mean, that halacha is you don't.
Explain,
that halacha is you don't because of Lav Hanita Klase. Is it really a Lav Hanita Klase the way Natanael explained it?
No, but it compensates.
Right, it's not exactly the same. So this is what Tosus points out. So Tosus points out... Anyway, let's read the Gemara first. Let's skip down right to the second source here, the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says like this: Ditanya lo sosiru menu ad boker, vanosiru menu ad boker v'gomer. Right, you shouldn't leave over the carbon until morning, and if you do, you have to burn it. Ba kasuv liten ase achar lo sase. So the Torah comes to give in a positive mitzvah that can undo or after a negative prohibition. Lomar shein loka. Tell you don't get malchus. Different Yehuda, Yaakov Omer. Lo, that's not the reason you don't get Malchus. It's because it's a lav without an action. So Rabbi Yaakov does not think this is a lav shenita klase. He thinks the reason you don't get malchus is because there's no action. How do we know you need an action by a lav in order to get malchus? Because
there's no action.
Because
so you have to undo the action.
Because it's exeris hakasuv. It's a gemara in Makos, the beginning of the third parak, daf yud gimel and daf yud dalet, right? There's actually two reasons in the gemara there, but that seems to be the maskana. Though it's not entirely clear the Rambam accepted that, but. The seeming maskana of the gemara is it's a hekesh to lav de chasima, chasima being muzzling an animal, right? Which is the law from which we derive the nature of all other laven. Okay. So Rabbi Yaakov says that's why you don't get malchus by the isser of leaving over nosar. But Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's a law hanita glase. Now Tosfos notes that Netanel's definition doesn't actually work for nosar. So he says, v'nir l'ri l'fari shalo ha'shem ha'viyah l'idei malchus klomar. Shadar shalom lo nechtevu b'samach l'malchus. The chiv to pay back stealing was not written next to Malchus, right? It was not written right next to the lav. To him, I cause of also buzzer gosma lo sana vim ino vasis and logasher sama mazvada have a mina dave lav shenita klase. Because if the tashlumen were written in the same pasuk as vasis lam logasher sama, right, by Edom Zoman, right, that's the context we're talking about here, so then you would have thought at the lav hanita klase, velo yilaka lav, and you wouldn't get malchus. Aval ata shenech le racho xemize lo ave nita klase. But now that they're written far away from each other, it's not a lav anita klase. Right, so he's mechadish that in order for something to be a lav anita klase, they need to be written next to each other in the pasuk, right? The lav and the mitzvah have to be written next to each other in the pasuk. What's the problem? Is that b'gzela is not true, right? They're not written next to each other in the pasuk. So he says, v'lo dami l'lav d'gzela, but that's not true b'gzela. The chav shivlei nita klase, b'perek basur d'makos, v'shloach hakan, avagav d'asi d'vesh d'gzela, lo k'tivesa lav d'lo sigzol. So now he says, so why? Right? If I'm going to be mechadish, that a lav anita klase has to have the asay directly following the lav in the pasuk, then why can I say that a behechav zigzel asher gazal is a lav anita klase, even though it doesn't follow this rule? The answer he gives is that the paradigmatic case of lav anita klase is what Netanel said, right? Is where it actually fixes it practically, right? That's it, right? Because there, it actually fixes the lav. Because now, the stolen object is not in your hand. But right, the punishment doesn't uproot the fact that you testified falsely. Just because I punish an Eid Zomim doesn't mean that he never testified. And therefore, if it's not written, if the asay is not written directly afterwards, it's not a lav hanita klase. So Tosfos suggests there's really two types of lav hanita klase. One is one that literally, right, pragmatically, factually, b'mitzius, uproots the lav. I stole, I return it. In that case, I don't need exeris hakasev. It's automatically a lav hanita klase. There are other things which are not logically lav anita klase, but this is exeris hakasev. The classic case of that is what we just said, Rabbi Yehuda's position by nosar. Now this position is slightly expanded on in the next source. This is the Sefer HaKrisos. Who is the Sefer HaKrisos? The Rimi Kinon, one of the Balei Tosfos, which apparently you haven't heard of. That's fine. We're educate you here. Sefer HaKrisos, let's see if I can get his full biography up on Bar Ilan, probably I can. Let's see. Sefer HaKrisos. HaKrisos. No, I can't. Okay, I'll get it some other time. Anyway, so he says, Lav anita klase in lokan. Lav anita kevi bishnei panim. Right, he's even clearer. There are two types of Lav anita klase. Ha'echa chino oker alav. One doesn't uproot it. Aval hukasav acharav. Kemo gabe nosar lo tzitzir men ha'boker. V'nosar reish yisareif. Right, one is that it's immediately after in the pasuk, like no saru vazep ligitanoi chashem nitak ilav, and that which is a lav anita klase only by virtue of the fact that it's exeris hakasev. There you can have a machlokas tanoim mehada maisi parakama deshvuas v'saraftes zanoser beish barakad ligitanasei upalaglei v'kamar lo menashem uzem mafarish parakama dekmura the pligi chashem nitak keched lo akra lo lav v'sham pligi v'zamorai. And so by no sar, as we saw, there's a machlokes, because that type of lav hanita kase is only exerza kase. Well, hecha da ase doche kaman a lav. But if the ase actually uproots the lav, velo akar, and he didn't do it, hakamodim lav hanita kase. Then he didn't uproot it. V'chein hecha da ase kodim lav, hecha da akar, hakamodim lav hanita kase. And also, if the ase can be done without the lav, meaning it precedes it, it's not nitak ase veichad ase oker alav ase achron alf bish ase no samach alav chashiv nitak velo laki kamolo sigzal heishiv tashiv ove heishiv zagzelo kedi isim perakam and through Rabbi Shiz booked it up by v'bechol milza don rachman al savin darsham isha. Okay, so that's the theoretical background. There's two types of lav and nitak. One, everyone agrees to that it exists because it exists. Mitzius, it exists, right? I stole, I return it, zeu. The other one is by dint of the fact that it's exerza kase. That's machlokes in the Gemara, whether you count it as lav nitak klase. Now, what's the nafkim in halacha? So, if you look in the next source, Baruch Tam, this is by Baruch Frankel, he suggests this isn't just a theoretical machlokes, but it's machlokes, halacha maisa. He says, Hinei, Haramba milchus karban pesach pasach. One more background before we read the Baruch Tam. The Gemara in the third paragraph of Makos has a machlokes. Under what circumstances would you get Makos for a lav and nita klase? So it has a machlokes. There's two shitas. Who did Makos here? Okay, good. Third paragraph. What's the machlokes? Two shitas. Under what circumstances do you get Makos for a lav and nita klase?
I'm in the entire thing in 5 hours. So
that's very impressive. This is probably a bad time to mention that Kala Shochech Tavar Echad Mili Mudo Vizchayev Benafsha. Right? Yeah, anyways. Fine.
Yeah, I won $100 and
wanted
to be keys with this. That's pretty good. So at the time,
well, that key is fine. So the Gemara has a machlokas. The Gemara brings 2 days. One is Kimo Velo Kimo, and one is Bitlo Velo Bitlo. One says you get Malkus if you have the chance to fulfill the assay and you don't. The other one says you only get Malkus if you are mevatalet, meaning you make it impossible to ever do the assay. So now Baruch Tam builds on that. He says, Hinei Rambam, Perek Yod Mehilchos Korban Pesach Pasach. V'zeh Lashono, Tzarech Adam Leishtadel Shlo Yashir Mi Basar Pesach Ad Boker. Right, you're not allowed to leave things over till morning. Shonem Rolos Asirim Enan Boker V'en Aloka Alav Zeh Sharei Nitak Lasei Shonem Rolos Enan Boker Tisrofu. U'makshna Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Lech says, "Delfi tam shkol the Rambam yishlo chayvom malchus hechashel the lo kiyam ase." According to the Rambam, who paskins that nosar is a lav anita glase, and all you have to do is burn the leftover meat. By nosar nevad osha achlu, Ari, you should get malchus if you don't fill it, right? If you lose the meat or it was eaten by an animal, or whatever, v'em is gam bechay gam rapater. But really, you're pater mitam the lav shen v'maisa. Right? If the reason you're never going to get Malkos is not because of Lav Anitak Lase, but because of Lav Shemimu Maisa, because under certain circumstances you won't do the assay. So why did the Rambam write that you're Patzer because of Lav Anitak Lase? She didn't put the rock called Zesh Beda Lakaim Assay, because you're only Patzer if you could actually do the assay. V'havala Minkana Tam Mishum Devi Lav Shemimu Maisa. V'tam Zeh Patzer B'chol Gavna. So he said, look, every time the Rambam mentions Lav Anita Klase, he says Kimo Velo Kimo, right? If you have the chance to fulfill the mitzvah and you don't, you get Malkus. The Khan, and then suddenly Gabi Nosar Sasu. The Enzachron Davar Mitanai Dine Nita Klase, and he doesn't mention it by Nosar. Hanira Mize. Shesover a Rambam shemachmas tam zeh noser hunita klase u pater bechol gavna afelokiem ase. When it comes to nosar, you're pater under all circumstances, even if you don't do the assay. Why? What? Ah, but that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says because of lav anita klase, and he says why? Right? That's his question. It should have been lav shem b'maisa, but it's not. I mean, it is, but that's not what the Rambam says. So the lachora mora kain. Gam Lashon Rabbi Yehuda Mas Nisan. And where did he get it from? Rabbi Yehuda. Where Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, Shomer Ba, because Lidna Asay Echa, Losa Say, Lomashin, Loka Lav, Mashma, Machma, Shindizak, Vasein, Bo Metzios, Machus Klal. Because he says, Dim Kavanos Ri, Eino Ela Shabi Yadu Lakaim Asay, Lefi Yishpir Sharam, Ba Mishita Zaman Deomer, Dikim Lo Kimo, Chol Zishlo Bito Asay, Man Deomer, Bitlo Lo Bitlo. Because if Rabbi Yehuda meant this as a normal lav anita glase, so he should have said that was limited by the rules of kima velo kima, bitlo velo bitlo, meaning you only don't get malchus if you either fulfill it or you don't negate the possibility of fulfilling it. Havale Lari Lafaris come early Yehuda Lafaris, Kamosh Barak, Chamim Ledya, Gabish Lucha Kamshach, Lena Loke. The King Gami Onish, Girish, Misrol, Maxman Loke. Uchadele Yashiv calls Akdim Devi Rashi, Psachim Daf Pei Dalid. So, in order to answer, what am I going to say? So then he brings a whole Rashi. Let's skip down a little bit. It says Viyesh Lomar. One could suggest misvara, like we said before, that the fact that the Torah gives you a way out, Migzeres HaKasruv, tells you what? Not just there's a way to fix it, but the fact there's a way to fix it tells you that it's a weaker lav. It's not dumya de lav de chasima, because muzzling an animal, there's no way to fix it. Right? The Torah doesn't give you a way of fixing it. Tzarach lomar de lav anita glase avkshen bo malkush gumakayim ase ein zemitzad kalus halav. So he says, by pragmatic lav hanita klase, like gzela, where you fix it, or the chiyuv not to divorce your wife if you raped her. Right? You have to remain married to her, so you just remarry her. So in all of those cases, are those weaker lavim? No, there's just practically a way to fix them. But if you don't fix them, and you're omed b'mirdo, right, you're still rebelling against God, you get malchus. But he says, aval nosar. I'm sorry, lo asti shape rak lavim nita klase kanal. But that's only true for pragmatic ones. Sheyesh b'kiyu ma'aseh bitul ha'ivut. V'ivul ha'maisa b'aver alav v'haya kelohaya. That only makes sense by pragmatic ones where the reason you're pater from Malka is because I undid it. Aval nosar. Sha'aviri shalolo shemen ha'kachim ad la'achar z'man ha'chila. So where the lav is not to leave it over. V'ikaro k'deshe nechal kulub z'mano. And the reason is because you're supposed to eat it. V'im ho'sir v'sarfu. E'im misri v'gazit akir z'alav. If you burn nosar, did that mean you didn't leave it over? No, it just exerts a cause of that. That's what you're supposed to do. Right? Aidea say the Sreva Sanosa Shaimba said tikkun ayivudu visvarazu. Right. And he said, there it's exerts a cause of because there's a mitzvah, so you don't get malchus. Visvarze kadmuni kvar shubikhidushlinachar, but cave and shalav the nosar minutak al kopanami malchus, aidea say shainbo tikkun akilko. And since there you don't get malchus because of a nita klase which doesn't actually fix it. Asher nase yish lahachshiv lav denoser lav kal mitzad kaluto in lamoto ladav dechasima. Therefore, he says in that case, right, by exerus a cause of lav anita klase, the reason you don't get malchus is not because pragmatically you can do it, but the fact that the Torah provided a way of fixing it shows you that it's weaker because it doesn't actually fix it. The fact that the Torah says I can fix it, quote unquote, even though I really can't, means that the lav is just a different type of lav.
Why can't you fix it?
The issur was to leave it over. You did.
No, but yeah, the issur is to leave it over. The Torah is telling you that if you left it over, the whole...
Correct. So the Torah tells you that there's something you can do now, but does it actually unroot what you...
Yeah, it makes it that the nicer is no longer part of the world.
That's true, but the issur wasn't to create nosar. The issur was to leave over the meat. Right? Because nosar is a function of... is a bitul achila, mitzvah achila. And... you didn't, right? The reason that, right, what are you supposed to do? You're not supposed to leave it over, not just because you're supposed to get rid of it in time. What are you supposed to do with it?
Eat it.
But you didn't. That means that you can't fix that. No, the Torah just tells you now that you're left with no sir, you have something you can do with it.
Not that you should not eat it. Not that you shouldn't leave it over.
But they're fundamentally linked, probably.
Could be, but the lav is that all the Torah cares about in regards to lav is that it should not be in this world after the night.
Who said? It just said you can't lose it. No, it says Los Isiru Man Boker. No, it says Los Isiru Man Boker. Don't leave it over.
True. Right? Don't leave it over. But now that you left it over, so
now the Torah tells you what to do. But if I had told you.
Same thing with Gezel. The Torah says don't be Gezel. So now that you stole, you could.
If I told you that I stole and there's no Torah, so what would you tell me I have to do?
You would give it back.
Good. If I told you I sped. right? And that was against the law, right? How would I fix that?
Go reverse.
You can't, right? I already did, right? Right? The same
that's
is true.
That's different from nicer.
Why?
Because the idea of nicer is that all the Torah cares about...
Lo sosiru and manav oker. Don't leave it over. It doesn't say don't have no sir in the world. It says don't leave the kodshim over. Right? Right? So, to summarize what we said, and then I'll come back to your Xela point, because it's a good point, but hold it for 1 second. Right? So, what Tosfos pointed out already, and this was expounded on the Sefer Krisos, there's actually two types of lav nita klase. There's types that Netanel talked about, which are those which actually fix the lav. In that case, the reason you don't get malchus is very simple, because I could undo it. Right? So I'm not going to get malchus if the lav isn't complete. Elamai, if I either, machokas and malchus, kima velo kima bitlo velo bitlo, either I negate the possibility of returning the object, or alternatively, I have the opportunity to return it and I don't. In both cases, I show I'm not going to take advantage, or I can no longer physically take advantage of the assay. So the lav was a full lav, it just happened to be I could fix it, I get malchus. But then there's the type of lav anita klase where fundamentally, there's no reason to say it's a lav anita klase. But the Torah told you it is. Which means that unlike most Yisroel, which are absolute and there's no way to fix it, the Torah says, even though really you shouldn't be able to finish, if you fix Nosar, I made a way that you could fix Nosar. That isn't a lav anita klase in the sense that it undoes it. It's the sense that God gave you a way to do kapara. But that means the lav is more kal. And therefore he claims for the Rambam that there, even if you don't do the assay, you still won't get malchus because not dum yud lav the chasima, it's not a classic lav. Now, Stephen pointed out to me, and I think this is a very good ha'ara, that is what I said really true about Gzela. Well, the answer is yes. Right? What I said is true about Gzela. But what isn't it true about, which is very similar to Gzela?
The guy still went without having the certain object.
No. Gzela is really true, right? I did return it. But give me something that is very similar to Gzela, but not exactly like Gzela, where it's not true. Right? Where I can't really... Well... Let's change it this way. I'll put it this way, right? Gzela, how much do I pay? How much? No. Gzela, how much do I pay? What? Exactly, you pay what you stole. Veheshev esak gzela asher gazal, which implies that gzela, what's the lav? Purely, I took somebody's object, so how do I fix it? Give it back. What about Geneva? Geneva, how much do I pay? Kefel, I pay double. It's a kanas. But what does that show you about Geneva? What does the Gemara say hashkafically? Why you chayev kefel by Geneva and not by Gzela? Because?
What? Because you're not afraid of...
You're not afraid of God, which means that there's a second level to Geneva over Gzela. The Geneva is not just about stealing from somebody else. There's a different. There's something else to it. Right? I was also a shtuch to God. Right? Therefore, I'm not just chayev once, I'm chayev twice, or I'm chayev four times, or five times, dalad vehei. Right? So, Nisvara, I should be machalik even within stealing between Gzela and Geneva. And guess who does? The Rambam. Because the first halacha in Hilchos Gzela Vaveda, he says, by Hilchos Gzela Vaveda, why aren't you chayev malchus by Gzela? He says, Lavanitak la'aseh.
So, Geneva.
What is the Rambam?
The first payment is the Lavanitak.
And the Rambam says, let me read you the Rambam. Right, and I'll read you the two Rambams, and you'll see. You could have said that, but let me show you what the Rambam says, and you'll see why. Right, I think Stephen's right that the Rambam was meduyak here. Right, here I'll open up the two. 1 second. This is Geneva and Gzela. So the Rambam says first halach and hilchus Gzela kol agozel chaver shavaputa over below. So I say anyone who steals Gzela violates a lav lo tigzo v'in lokin alav zeh sharei akosav nitakola asay. And you don't get malchus because it's a lav anita klasei gozel chayv lahachzer. Because if you stole, you have to give it back. Veishav gzela asher gozel zumitzvah sasei. Right? Vafilu sarif hagzela. Even when I burn it, ain't a loka shari chayv l'shalim. Because you're chayv to pay the mal. You have to pay his money. Cholav shenitin l'tashlamin lokin alav. Right? That's gzela va'aveda. Right? He says fundamentally, what is it? It's a lav anita klasei. If you burn it, it's not a anita klasei. What is it? Lav anita l'tashlamin. Right? But if you look, the first halacha in Hilchos Geneva, the Rambam says, "Kol agonev mamon mishaver pruta umala over alos asay." Anyone who steals a shaver pruta or more violates alos asay. Lo tignovu vein lokan alav zeh sharei nitan l'tashlumen, because you can pay Not because it's Nitat Glass A, but you can pay because, right, it's not Nitat Glass A. Right? There's an aspect to it that you can't undo. And therefore, the Rambam has to give a different rule. Right? By Gzela, he said, it's Nava Nitat Glass A, and if you burn it, and you don't have it, so then Nitan Lash Lumen. Right?
Repeating right? Said it, unless not repeating
it could be. It could be, but if you assume he's Meduyak, right, I think Stephen has a point. Right? That if you think that the pragmatic Lav Hanita Glass A is only something which you actually can undo, right? Then only Gzeli can actually undo. Gneva, by virtue of the fact that the mitzvah is not just undo what you did, but is more, is kenas, that indicates there's another aspect to it, so you have to give a different reason. I think it's a good point.
At the very least, it's still at the same level of a lav, nicer, right? So, because you are fixing it, so it's still...
Maybe, or it's a kenas. Kenas might not fix it. Kenas might be a punishment.
The first payment does.
The first payment, maybe.
Right, so it is a lav and it's a clad. It
okay, but maybe you get Malkus for the second part. Okay, yesh ladun. I'm not saying it's ironclad, but I think it's a good point, right? That it is worth noting that the Rambam says two different things. Yes, Alex.
Is the kenas really, even though you're it's more of a beta del Malko. Can't you be... Can
you get Malkus beta del Malko.
Right, but are you really doing this, the tshuva, in a sense, for the beta del Machavero by giving it back? I mean, you're rectifying at least that.
That's fine, but you should have gotten Malkus for the other aspect of it. And then the Rambam says you don't, because it needs a latashlumen. Right?
But it's a different element. I'm saying sort of similar to Yoda.
It could be, but it could also be, not though. I mean, it could be that, okay, Xela, really, you are fixing the whole thing, right? By paying him back, you're fixing it. It's Nitat Glass A. He biked Tashlum and he meant, right? It's Nitat Glass A plus Tashlum, like he said in Xela. Could be, right? Or it could be he meant it, right? He meant it specifically, right? I can't prove it one way or the other. This was Stephen's hour, not mine. You can take it up with Stephen. I think it's a good point. Okay, just again, to quickly summarize, right? Two types of Lavanita Class A, according to Tosvos, right? One is one that pragmatically fixes it. There, the reason that you don't get Malkus is because the Lav isn't finished. But it's a full Lav, and therefore, if I were to negate the possibility, or I just wouldn't keep the mitzvah, so then it's a full Lav, I can get Malkus. Kimo v'lo kimo, v'lo v'lo bitlo. Then there are things like Nosar, where Svara would not dictate that I can fix it because, after all, I left the carbon over. The Torah just happens to tell me that now there's something I can do. But that shows that it's a weaker lav, the fact that there's a fix which is not really a fix. And therefore, I will always not get Malkus even if I don't fix it because it indicates it's not Domya de Lav de Chasima. And then Stephen Tara, that perhaps this is the difference between Gneva and Gzela. The Gzela, it clearly is a practical lav and Nitat Glass A, because all I'm doing is paying back myself. By Gneva, that's not as clear, because there is that second element, and obviously the payment is more than just what I stole. So, yesh ladon, that maybe there, it's not just fixing it pragmatically, it's Xeris HaKasov, and therefore the reason you don't get Malkus, lav and Nitat Glass A, not Nitat Glass A.